Kitty. Wakey, wakey, kitty. Hi, kitty.
Shh, 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 shh.
Calm down. You don't need to be scared. I know you're tied to a chair in an unfamiliar room, but there's nothing to be afraid of. You know who I am. Where are we? What do you mean? This is our bedroom, silly Billy. I can see you're a little confused. Don't worry. Everything will soon become clear. You remember me. You know, the co-worker who visited you every day and helped you with your work assignments. The woman passed over for her rightful promotion in favor of inexperienced, incompetent, attention-hogging animal. But I understand now. You don't need to apologize. I'm going to fix everything. Hush now and give your mistress a hug. I love how soft you are. You neckos are perfect for cuddling. Shh, be still, kitty. Just calm down. If you don't, I'll be forced to make those binds tighter. I promise this isn't revenge. The promotion you stole from me did sting at first. But then I realized that this all wasn't your fault. You don't control upper management, after all. More importantly, it was hurting you, too. Poor little kitty, forced into a life he was never meant to live. It was a tragedy. So I'm going to fix this for the both of us. You're still confused. But isn't it obvious? I'm adopting you.
Oh, that's just adorable. Do you really think that the police or your so-called friends care about what happens to you?
Well, maybe if you were a girl. It was always the cat girls that attracted the most sympathy. It was images of them beaten and crying that finally made Neko ownership illegal. But no one has ever given a shit about cat boys. Since your very conception, you've been nothing but a simple byproduct. Your creators used to just throw you all out in the streets before laws were passed to stop them. Even afterwards, they'd dress you up in skirts and dresses and made you act like cat girls because that's what sells. What makes you think that misandrist attitude has changed since the anti-pet laws were passed? No. Society views you as the inferior version of an inferior creature. Nobody cares that you've gone missing, and nobody is looking for you. They all have more important things to do than track down some stray animal. I bet many of them are even glad there's one more Neko boy off the street. But I guess you're right, in a sense. It isn't true that nobody cares. I care about you. I've always liked cats, male or female, and you are just the cutest little kitty I've ever seen.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. So that's why I'm adopting you. A kitty cat like you needs an owner. And I mean, I couldn't let you keep being a stray. No, you need a human being to take care of you. Like any proper kitty.
So cute, kitty thinks he's a person.
You've had your fun, but you can't just keep playing human your entire life. I can just see how much you want to be someone's pet kitty. I see it in the way you beg for attention from your coworkers. And in the way you roll your eyes up when someone scratches hit the right spot. I most especially see it in the sad and angry looks on your face every time you're alone.
Oh, you don't beg for attention, and you don't like getting pet.
Well, let's test it then. How will you react to some ear scratches?
Oh, look at that. All that anger just evaporated. Kitty likes ear scratches, doesn't he?
Maybe you might hate it when other people pet you. But I'm better than them. I know exactly how to make you rub into my hands and roll your eyes up. And listen, you're even purring. Such a good kitty. Oh, are you disappointed I stopped? See, kitty, I told you this is what you wanted. What you needed. Do you know how I know? Because that's how they designed you. Your creators put sensitive nerve clusters all over your body so you would melt every time someone caressed them. And you need them caressed. It's a drive. An addiction built into your little kitty brain. You're still in denial, but I can fix that. I only scratched your ears, but there's one place no Neko can resist. See, just above your tail is your most sensitive region. Oh, kitty. That's a really funny face you're making. You're even drooling. Looks like you really like your mistress's pets. Yes. Just let that stressed out human mind you've trained up melt away. That's what this spot is for. It's going to help reset you into a good kitty. And if you ever again try to resist, I'm just going to scratch you stupid and mindless again. Yes, that's what you Nekos are for. Stupid and mindless. But it feels so good, doesn't it? To put your trust in someone else. To let them think and decide for you. To let them melt away your brain with scritches and snuggles. Just let it happen. Just let that dumb smile grow as you remember what you are. You want to be a good boy, don't you? My beautiful, submissive kitty who earns all the scritches and head pats and cuddles. You're going to be so happy living with me. I'll feed you lots of fish and chicken and lactose-free milk. And maybe the occasional catnip. I bought you a red laser pointer and some fluffy toys so we can have lots of fun playing together. And of course, I also got a few bags of treats for training and rewarding you. But I locked them away in the cabinet so Kitty can't break into them. That sounds like a pretty good deal to me. I mean, you're going to have all your kitty needs catered to by someone else. And all you have to do in return is be cute and cuddly for me. And maybe take care of some of my needs as well. Though I'm not sure who's getting the better deal here, kitty. Before the anti-pet laws were passed, a pretty thing like you would have cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars at an auction, if I got lucky. But now, I not only get you for free, I'm getting a nice pay raise to go along with it. You're a bargain. Oh, I'm not even sure you can comprehend what I'm saying right now. Your eyes look empty as they roll upwards. It's a very adorable look. Oh, stopping made you come too. Hey, you're still struggling and shouting after all of that? I offer you everything you could ever want. And you make me out to be the villain. Well, your mistress prepared an insurance policy for just this situation. Just let me pull it out and... ta-da! A brand new collar for you. I even went through the trouble of matching the color with your eyes and fur. So it's going to look so pretty on you. Now, if you would just stop squirming... You're not going to get out of this, kitty. Just... there. Okay, kitty. As your mistress, I command you to relax and stop struggling. No. Well, then.
Oh, Kitty, did that sting?
You didn't know I put a shock collar on, did you?
Well, I guess you know now that if you act out or misbehave, I can punish you with a push of a button.
Trying to escape would be a waste of effort. I already locked and frosted all of my windows, and I put up soundproofing along the walls. And if you try to leave my house, or even enter the coat room, your collar will fry you with an increasing intensity until you return within the boundaries. That collar really is so convenient. I don't even have to recharge it. It charges itself passively. Something about the unique static electricity and body heat properties of Nekos. I don't really care, as long as it works. Of course, if you try to tamper with it, it'll give you a real nasty shock and alert my phone. And if it's destroyed, well, the resulting shock would mean bye-bye for Kitty. So I advise you keep your hands off of it. Oh, this Neko shock collar is illegal under the Neko Protection Act? Oh no, whatever am I going to do? Why, I wouldn't dare break an anti-pet law. Bad kitty. No threatening your mistress. It would be very, very stupid of you to hurt me anyway. If anything happened to me, that collar would leave you trapped here until you starved. And Kitty wouldn't want that. Now would he? That's what I thought. You have to understand. I really don't want to use the shocker often, Kitty. I like that cats are independent and free-spirited. It's what makes you more fun than dogs. I wouldn't exactly be adopting you if I didn't enjoy your kitty personality. But I will use the shocker if you force my hand. Understood? Now, I'm going to untie you, and we're going to go to bed. I want you to stay in my room with me. But you can otherwise sleep wherever you want. I know cats have a funny habit of napping in odd spaces. And I hardly want to prevent my kitty from making himself comfortable. There's several stools, an ottoman, and a large cat bed. But you're always allowed to sleep in or on my bed. And I would look very favorably upon Kitty snuggling with me. Now, it's time to go night-nights. I'm beat. Dragging you here was exhausting, so don't wake me up unless you really need something. Oh, Kitty decided to join me on the bed. Already? I guess Kitty doesn't hate this as much as he claimed. You're just cold. Oh. And the only blankets in this room are the ones on the bed? Who could have done that? Well, if you're so cold, let your mistress hold you close under the covers. Kitty is going to love snuggling with his mistress. You're going to end up begging me to do this with you. Especially if I trail my hands down your back until I reach the special spot above your tail and... Look at you nuzzling into me. Scratching that spot really does make you so happy, doesn't it? You can fight it all you want. But we both know how much you need this. Just give in and be happy, Kitty. Give in and be happy. You want to be a good kitty, don't you? A good, stupid little kitty that doesn't think about anything other than food, sleep, and getting pet by your mistress. Kitty always tried to act so smart. But we both know the truth now, don't we? You're just a stupid little kitty, aren't you? But it feels so good, doesn't it? It feels so good to be a stupid little kitty that lets his mistress think for him. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You love being my mindless pet, don't you? You're purring so loudly. I just knew Kitty would be happier with me. I don't think I've ever seen you smile this wide before. It makes me smile to see you smile. You're just too cute for your own good. That's why I have to keep you forever. Yes. Giddy is getting tired now, isn't he? He just wants to sleep and snore while curled up in his mistress's arms. Don't worry, I'll be here when you wake up. I'm taking the next few days off from work, so we have a lot of time to spend together when you wake up. Good kitty. Good. Good kitty. Your mistress will love and protect you, so you can just sleep. Hmm.